Now this is a dictation for Daniel Wilhelm, W-I-L-H-E-L-M, October 9, 57, addressed as a letter to Dr. Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, Peltier, P as in Paul, E-L, T as in today, I-E-R, 231-775-9333. Dear Dr. Peltier, consultation for Mr. Wilhelm for abnormal kidney function. Comes accompanied with wife. He is aware of kidney problems for a long period of time. At least on a prior episode of pneumonia about 2 years ago. He came back from a cruise the last 2 days before arriving back to Michigan, was having gastrointestinal symptoms of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea that already has resolved. He was keeping hydration, no fever, no abdominal pain, no bleeding. Appetite is back to normal, lost few pounds, gastrointestinal symptoms resolved, does have good urine output, nocturia 3 or 4 times, denies cloudiness of the urine or blood, still has his prostate, apparently PSA has been okay, a remote history of kidney stones at least 13 years ago, no, he is aware of calcium, but no more details. Did require procedures in the past. There has been also off and on episodes of uric acid gout, mostly on the big toe, knees. No claudication symptoms, discolor of the toes, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension at least 20 years or longer, diabetes for about 13, no recent eye exam, but no prior history of retinopathy, no laser procedures or shots, minimal peripheral neuropathy, no ulcers, no claudication symptoms, no deep thrombosis pulmonary embolism, calcium, kidney stones, no further details, episodes of gout, did require a pacemaker like 5 years ago, many years back, cardiac cath, no obstructive coronary artery disease. He's not aware of TIAs or stroke or seizures. He's not aware of liver disease, gastrointestinal problems. Episode of pneumonia 2 years ago, which was severe, was in the hospital, but no vent. Denied CHF. History of hepatitis C many years back. Was treated with apparently complete response. Prior trauma, he fell from a from a height, compression fraction requiring a cast, no surgery, severe osteoarthritis left knee, bone on bone, but no surgery has been done. Next paragraph. Procedures include lithotripsy, cataract, bilateral lens implant, also procedures for severe myopia bilateral, pacemaker, appendix, tonsils, adenoids, a growth on the left side of the thyroid with partial resection, no malignancy, prior colonoscopies and polyps. He is a fireman and he was electrocuted with trauma, both arms, requiring repair bilateral tendon of the biceps. There was also prior abdominal wound, stabbing, requiring laparotomy. Next paragraph, denies smoking alcohol, drugs. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medications include thyroid. He takes daily colchicine. He stopped by himself within the last 1 year. Amlodipine, benazepril, vitamins, no anti-inflammatory agents. Also takes Mounjaro, and for his prostate on Terazosin, Terazosin. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. Weight 216, 70 inches tall. Blood pressure 140 over 80, right and left. No respiratory distress. Alert orientation 4. Bilateral length implant. Normal speech. No expressive aphasia dysarthria. No mucosal abnormalities. No palpable thyroid lymph nodes. No carotid bruise JBD. Lungs are clear. No arrhythmia. No palpable liver spleen ascites. Good peripheral pulses. No edema. Non-focal. Next paragraph. Blood test apparently has been done, but is not available in the system. We are calling for results. Over the years, the last one from 24, creatinine 2.68 and progressive, and that represented a GFR of 25 stage 4. There has been low sodium, upper potassium, and metabolic acidosis. Normal calcium albumin, liver function test not elevated. In 23, creatinine was 1.9. A1C at 6.6. Gross proteinuria, albumin creatinine ratio more than 300. I see one value close to 600. Another one more than 1,000. Anemia around 13.3 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Evidence of progressive chronic kidney disease. Underlying diabetes, probably diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Presently better control, but through the years, it was not unusual for him to have an A1C like 13, 14. He does have proteinuria, but no nephrotic syndrome. There is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Present blood pressure is acceptable. There has been problems of anemia, metabolic acidosis, and low sodium. All chemistries needs to be updated. We will update iron studies because of anemia and the change of kidney function faster than I would expect for diabetes blood pressure. I want to check for monoclonal protein, update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism, continue same blood pressure medicines, including calcium channel blockers and ACE inhibitors, tolerating Mounjaro, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Get most recent blood tests to compare. All issues discussed with the patient, further to follow, end of dictation.